Let's try it again.
Good
There it
now.
is. Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Benner, and this is Connections Over Coffee. And so we are going to have a great chat today. I want to tell you just a little bit about our Connections Over Coffee. So the first thing that I'm going to do. And go to Meetup. Here is our Meetup group. So it's called Con in this group, 488 members so far. And again, it's our time to rise, and that's what we're going to talk about. So I just want to give you an overview here. We talk on the four pillars of our time to rise, the RISE. It is how we reconnect. It's where we rediscover what makes us tick. It's the impact we make so we can transform our life into a blockbuster life and just be the best we can possibly be. And then storify, how we craft our story, and then elevate, how we can inspire others around us. And so it's all about a life of serving, and which is why Carmela is my co-host, my co-mod, because she is all about a life of service. And we'll hear more about that in a moment from Carmela. But it's all about how we can give and serve and just elevate our life and all of those around us. Now, there is a book called Rise, and there is a link here in the Meetup group where you can actually click on the link and get a copy of the book, a digital version. This is our webinar registration, which is how many of you got on the call today. And then we do have a Facebook group as well. So that just gives you an idea of what we are about. So last month we talked about making an impact. So this month we're going to talk about the storify. We're going to talk about why does our story matter? And I don't know about you, but it doesn't matter where you go, whether you are attending a business networking event or just sitting around having Thanksgiving dinner with your family. It's all about the story. And people will say, hey, what's new with you? Or hey, what's going on? Or, in other words, what's your story? What's happening? And this is where we can make a huge decision. We can decide, and let me tell you, I have a couple of acquaintances that as soon as you say, "Hey, what's new?" you get all the negative stuff that's new. Does anybody know anyone like that? As soon as you engage them in conversation, it's like, "Well, this is going bad at work, and this is happening on and in my relationship, and this is what the kids are doing, and this is, what happened at the store yesterday." I mean, it seems like this cloud follows them everywhere they go. And I don't know about you, but I think I'm a true believer that we can create our own realities. And when we stay in that mindset, that negative mindset, I think more and more negative things seem to happen and we seem to notice, and then it just seems to spiral and get out of control. So I think your story matters because not only are you creating the reality for your own life, but you're also shaping lives around you. How many times have you been maybe in church, maybe at a seminar, maybe just with a group of friends, and someone has said something that was so inspiring and you kind of held on to that because you needed that at that time in your life on whatever you were going through. And so I just want to say you can be that person. You can be that person that can bring some sunshine and some inspiration to someone else's life. And so I want to ask, how has your personal journey shaped who you are today? And for those of you that know me, you know that my story, and I want to talk a little bit before we launch into everybody sharing a little bit about their story, is that you can create your story. And it's like an accordion. Okay. You can create your story and you can get down in the weeds and you can tell every little bit of thing that happened in your story all along your life, all of this stuff that happened in your story. And it would take forever for you to tell that because there's so many things that happen. But when you're in, and this is where you can read the crowd, read the people. This is where when you're out in the world, whether it's in a family event or whether it's a business networking event or whether you're a public speaker speaking at an event, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, you need to bring your story that's appropriate for the audience. And so for those of you on this call that know me, know that I could talk all about, my single years and being a single mom and having a car that wouldn't run and working two jobs at minimum wage. And then, and I could go through all the different jobs I had and all the different struggles I had. And then I finally got into the salon business. And then I finally got into investing in real estate. And so I could spend an hour on every section of that story. But what I try to do when I'm in an environment where I want to be uplifting and create something that will inspire those that are listening is that I have to know my audience. And so for you in this group today, I just want to say that freestyle living is my story. I struggled basically all my younger years, all the way up through my job, and then we wake up one day and go, why am I working this hard? And there's lots of folks. My computer keeps telling me my internet is unstable, so let me
Free.
know if I disappear. Somebody wave to me so I know. So anyway, the point is that I want to inspire those that are in the trenches, that are working that hard, to take some time for yourself. And I know I'm preaching to the choir because I know many of you, and I know how hard you work toward your goals and what it is that you're doing, and I get that. And that's admirable that you're working that hard. But don't forget to, as they say, smell the roses along the way. And I think that's sometimes we forget that. And I think everything, there's a season. There's a time that we can roll up our sleeves and kind of close ourselves into the office and just buckle down and get the job done. And then there's a time that we need to walk away from that and spend time with family and do those things so that you don't get out of balance. So balance is the key. So my personal story has shaped who I am today because I did that struggle, and so I know firsthand what that feels like. And I know firsthand what it feels like to finally have some of that figured out with passive income. And that's why, as you see right here in my little Hollywood square, it says I'm a passive income mentor because it was a lot of years of me figuring that out. And I would look at myself in the mirror many times and say, Kathy, you are smart enough to figure this out. People are out there are not working as hard as you are. They're not struggling as much as you are. And as we all know, there's tons of money in the world. And there's this tons of abundance everywhere. And the big question is, how do we tap into that? And so that is what I'm all about. And I hope to inspire folks along the way. So I want to just take a volunteer. Who would like to volunteer? Why does your story matter? And how has your journey shaped who you are today? Who would like to share? Marty.
Sure. So I could think of five different stories to tell, but I'm going to focus on one. And I hope you can hear me okay, because I get that same message. So far, so good. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to share a little bit about my personal financial journey. And, I went to college, took out all the student loans, didn't think twice about it, just thought that's how we do it, right? And toward the end of college, I was introduced to a book called Debt-Free Living, and I read it, and it just showed me that I hadn't been educated about personal finances and that we could do things differently. And so I got ruthless about debt even before I graduated. And then getting married, 6 months later, I married someone who likes 12 spreadsheets for every decision. And we were both music majors, and so we had very little. As well, right? And
There you are.
so I found myself newly married with a monthly discretionary budget of $20. And so I'm sure many can relate. Starting out, I'm decorating my apartment with things from Dollar Tree. I'm not sure I was pulling that off, but I was trying. And so I became passionate about listening to different radio programs that taught financial literacy. And we worked very, very hard to apply some of these steps in our lives. We even did drastic things because we were so committed to the idea of not being slaves to debt. So we lived in a repoed mobile home that we purchased in 2008 for $21,000 cash, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. Back then, lot rent was $367 a month. Our friends and family looked at us and said, "You're college graduates, what are you doing?" And we didn't care. We wanted the freedom. And so I was able to stay home with my kids. We homeschooled them all the way through. My husband rode his bike to work. We even had a period for about 15 months where we gave up our cars. We didn't have to, but it provided even more padding in the budget. And so we gave up our cars and we bought a bike trailer that the two kids fit in at ages 1 and 3, like 1 and a half, 3 and a half. And we towed them around and had a very simple but enjoyable life. We rode the bikes to the grocery store, to church, to the park, and it just was simple, right? And we enjoyed the freedom from stress because we didn't overextend ourselves, okay? And so I continued an interest in that. Read Robert Kiyosaki books, listened to more radio programs on this type of topic, bought the game at a yard sale, Cash Flow for Kids, which, Kathy, I don't know if you've played
Oh
this.
yeah.
Okay, so like instead of
Oh yeah.
Monopoly, which is, sort of what Kathy's doing too, right? But the principle of the game is when your passive income, you're going around the board. It's like Monopoly. When your passive income exceeds your monthly expenses, you win the game. And things start to click as you play this game. And so the more I played it, the more I thought, I can win this game in real life. Like, I know this is possible. And I even told my husband that probably 9 months ago or a year ago. And like Kathy was saying, I have been declaring over my life and visualizing what I want it to be, and with a special focus over the last year. And I've seen so much of my daily reality change by setting my faith in that way in all these different areas, including finances. So for me, I felt like it was an area that I personally needed to conquer and win, just because I know it's possible. And I know that when you model that to other people, it shows them that it's possible for them as well. And so, long story short, that caused me to land where I am now. And for the last 4 months, I've been an agent with United Financial Freedom, which is a program that takes all the financial literacy principles, puts it on a dashboard that is easy for people to use. They can log in 10 minutes a month if that's all they can stand to do with their finances. But the program literally tells them strategic movement of the money they already have, the cash flow they already have, so that they will always earn the most interest and they always save the most interest at any given time. If I had had this tool, my mindset could have been liberated from beans and rice and beans, cut up the credit cards, live like a poor person. And I really did have a poverty mindset. We could have taken more vacations because we can schedule all of those financial decisions into the program and see what it does without getting derailed or being in fear about not having enough. And so that's one piece of my journey. I appreciate you letting me practice that. Practice the sharing of it, and I'll stop.
Marty, that's wonderful. It sounds to me like this tool that you're talking about is that you could it's kind of giving you some insight into the future because you can say, okay, if I do this, that will happen. And if I
Yes.
do that, this will happen. And so
Yep.
you can kind of test it out before you actually pull the trigger and do it, and then go, oh, I should have gone that way instead of this way. So
Exactly.
I like that. Yes, I like that. So you can see how not only is Marty's story very inspiring for those that she's meeting for the first time, but folks that listen to her story also, you get the sense that she's been there. Do you get that when you're hearing her story? Yeah, she's been there. And so that makes you want to lean in a little more because you're like, oh, this girl gets me. She's been there. You know, I'm eating the beans and rice right now, and she's been there. So I get that. So Marty, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. I could probably close it out better, but that was a practice. So I
Yeah,
appreciate it.
no. Thank you for practicing on us. So again, someone else, why does your story matter, and how has your personal journey shaped who you are today? Who do we have?
I'll
Come
go.
on, I know. Yep, okay. Go ahead.
Me?
Yes, go ahead, Sally.
So my story was shaped and started, and I'm not going to go into all the details, at a very young age, probably 8 or 9 years old. I was the youngest of three kids. Typical family, my sisters were older than I was, and it was just a typical. My mom stayed home and worked. She did things for the school. My dad worked for the railroad. Everything changed because he got very seriously injured on the railroad to the point where he had his hands caught in the machine and it just chewed up his arm. So there was no way he was going to go back to the railroad and working. He was an engineer working on the engines. So when you have something like that happen at an early age, it does shape the rest of your life because that security is gone. That security that everything is going to be fine. You're just going to grow up, like probably marry the boy next door. That's all gone. And that wasn't just gone for me, it was gone for my parents. And we ended up, we were in Terre Haute, Indiana, ended up moving to Indianapolis. I know I was there when I was 10 because I was there when Kennedy was shot in 63. And what it taught me, what watching my parents, what they went through. My mother went back to work and she worked full time. My dad ended up owning a Marathon gas station and they did quite well. So what they taught me was resiliency, that you don't have to live in your circumstances. Your circumstances don't define you. You can change your circumstances, or they'll be changed for you. Well, either way, but resiliency is so important. And that's what I learned from my parents. That's what I try to teach my kids. That's kind of where, the blog, my blog, Embrace the Unexpected, because there's always going to be unexpected things. And you talk to Kathy about the people you ask, how's your day? What's new? And they just complain about everything. You don't want to be around those people. that's that was the start of my story. Of course, it's not the whole of my story because I've been in a lot of bad situations, but always in the back of my mind, there was, you can get through this.
I appreciate that. And that is such an inspiration, Sally, to know. And again, folks lean in because when you share bits and pieces of your story, and I know a little more about the rest of your story as your life is unfolded, and it makes people realize that, you get it. You've been there, you've lived it. And so that does make folks pay more attention to your story. So yes, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that.
You're
We
welcome.
lost Sherry. I don't know if she got bumped off or if she had to go. Raj had to go. He had a 12:30 call. So he had to go get ready for his 12:30 call. So anyway, there are still six of us on. Who else would like to share? Why does your story matter, and how has your personal journey shaped who you are today? Carmela.
Good afternoon, everyone. I guess almost like Sally, it started when I was younger because my grandparents, I mean, they worked really hard for everything. So, and it was one thing they always instilled in me, you can do anything. And I grew up, with my mom, my grandmother, very, I don't want to say religious or spiritual people, but in the church. And was they had strong faith. So that was something that was rooted in me at such a young age that, trust God, you can do anything that you put your mind to and attempt. And I was always kind of shy and bashful growing up, I mean, for the longest. And I used to think, I can't do this, but I had like these dreams. But one thing, I've grown over the years. One, my faith has gotten stronger and stuff that, I can do it. And I used to compare myself to everybody else, thinking I have to be like this person. I have to be like this. But it's like, it was like a light bulb. God like hit me across the head with a 2x4. And it's like, Carmela, I created you as to be this person. And being a single mother, I had my struggles, but I was thankful that, God provided. I mean, I don't criticize anybody else, but I never had to get government assistance or anything. I worked, I took care of my daughter, and she had nice things, So, and I did not, depend on my family for a lot. So that was one thing I instilled in my daughter. I mean, to be tough. And my mom was a really good example because, my stepdad left her, at a time she wasn't working, three kids, a mortgage, all this stuff. And how, she had faith, trusted in God, and she went out there and did it, got herself caught up on the mortgage and everything else. And she always told me, you can do this, you can do this. And that's what, I've always done. And to see my daughter now, I mean, she's doing it, she's not having the, and you never want your kids to go through what you went through, but she's applying those things. And me, it's almost like I get to share my story with some of the younger girls and younger ladies that I mentor that are moms now because, they want to know. And I'm there, and it's like, this is easy. So I'm sharing my story with them, not every day, but whoever I come in contact with, and just being there and being that example that you can do this. And it's kind of funny because just yesterday, I think I'm in church and I get this book of a text message from a girl that's been like a little sister. And she felt bad because she says, I'm not at your level. And I'm like, you don't have to be at my level. And I'm not at a level. I'm just me. I'm out there. And she's like, but you do this. And I says, it's been, I've had dreams. Like when I was in high school, I've always wanted to do events and stuff. And I'm doing the events now. And I says, but it may not happen then, but eventually, is there a timing of when things happen in your life? But I've never been so much happy. I mean, just did a baby shower this weekend, and different things. But the one thing, I know I could do it. And it's like, I'm who God created me to be. And I just have faith in myself. And I trust God that He's always going to, He has a path. My favorite scripture is, watch, and I won't be able to remember it now, is he has a plan for us, and you look, I'm having a brain, it's probably because of the lack of sleep, last night, but the plan for our lives and everything. So, and I look at that, and that's almost like it's my motto that I go by. And I just think, I've grown a lot more where I've got this boldness where I'm not afraid to speak or share and meeting new people and just, putting myself out there because, I'm going to stumble and fall, but it's like learning from those things and learning to trust what I do, that, it doesn't really matter, and I don't have to look for people to, I don't want to say endorse me, but to give me that thing that I know I can do it. I have to believe in myself first. And that's one thing, I am starting to take time for myself, like you've told me many times, Kathy. And that's one thing, I do take that time out where, okay, I'm taking a break. I'm not doing this. But it's been, I'm thankful to my grandparents for showing me. So, starting off, with the basics, it's not about, having all this. Even like with Marty said, she, when you start off, small, you did this just to put things back. But you know what? I've been blessed, with so much because out of nowhere, things happen, and it's just been great. It's been, I'm always, and I look at myself now as still learning, even at the ripe old age of 56, I'm learning each and every day. And that's great, and especially since, I get to share this, with younger women and younger girls. And it's like, my story, my testimony, that's who I am, how I've grown from being this bashful, shy person that didn't think she can do anything. Everybody was better than her when, I'm just as good as the next person and I can be successful and I can do well. And, I'm seeing the fruits of my labor, and the hard work. And that's me in a nutshell, right now.
Carmela, thank you so much. I love that. I read somewhere the other day, and this goes right in line with what Carmela's talking about, where she said the little gal was like, "Oh, I don't feel like I'm at your level." I read somewhere the other day, and this was so impactful to me. It said that sometimes we look at something in our lives and we compare it to someone else, and we wish, "Oh, I wish I looked like that, or I wish I had a house like that, or I wish I had a job like that, or I wish my life looked like that." Well, for every time we think that, somebody else is wishing theirs looked like ours. So it's all relative as to where we are on this journey, and we're all just on the journey together. And I think when we realize that the other folks that are on this journey just haven't gotten to the place where we are, and we haven't gotten to the place where maybe someone else is. We're just all at different places on the same journey. And I think once we realize that, it's easier to stop comparing ourselves to everyone else because we realize this is our own journey. And we have to find our own niche and our own story. Jen says, "I'm looking for a professional, affordable VA or firm to help upgrade her website." Okay, she just tossed that out there. If anybody knows anything that can help her with that, I do my own website, so I don't do that for other folks, but I can give you some pointers if you want to go to kathybinner.com and schedule a chat with me. I do have some free chats in there. You can just click through and schedule a chat. I'd be happy to talk with you, Jen. If anybody else has any information for her, that would be helpful. Anyone else want to share? Why does your story matter, and how has your personal journey shaped who you are today? We still have a couple of you that haven't shared. Yes, Linda.
Not go into all the details, but are you able to hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I would say in the world of business, some really key things are when I was about six, my dad cut the cord from being an employee to owning his own business. So that has an important impact on everyone in the family when that happens. And it, as often happens with a new entrepreneur, sometimes you've got no safety net. And they went into the motorcycle business, and the year that they did that, and he had no backup income, the state of Pennsylvania passed a helmet law, and most of the motorcyclists boycotted motorcycle riding. because the helmet impaired their sense of freedom. And so there, my parents were with four little kids, and their clientele was boycotting the whole entire industry. So I've experienced a lot of things, both as a child and coming up. In my personality style, I've always had the heart of a teacher. And then as I went through so many experiences in business for over 30 years, as an employee with my parents and team member, and then in business for myself with my husband, one word that comes across a whole lot is overwhelm. And so I have very much experienced overwhelm, and but combining that with tech and my heart of a teacher, my goal is to help people who are in business to not be overwhelmed. And if and I've never lost the ability to look at things from the point of view of a beginner. And so instead of being up here and talking down to someone, I can just explain something that's complicated in a way that can be much more simple for someone who is struggling to learn something for the first time. So I just take all of that and apply it. And I'm launching a meetup group where I will help entrepreneurs and solopreneurs with tech in marketing themselves, building funnel pages, web pages, and even building their email list, which of course is their most valuable asset. So it's been an interesting journey, and I feel like a lot of value has been gained in my heart, mind, and outreach as a result of the journey, and hoping that it can help many other people going forward.
Linda, that is great information. And Jen, get in touch with Linda. She does have some tools, tricks, and tools that she could help you out, Jen. So make sure that you two connect. You can do that over in the chat to make sure that Jen knows how to get in touch with you, Linda. So go ahead and put that in the chat for us. So who else? Oh, we have Sherry still. Sherry, do you want to share why your story matters and how has your personal journey shaped who you are today?
So, it's just been a crazy morning. My clientele are currently teachers, parents, occupational therapists who are looking for ways to help kids understand reading, writing, and mathematics, more specifically, the writing and mathematics. Than the reading. There has been so much advancement in the reading area, and writing and mathematics are lagging on behind. So I'm out there educating the professionals about what writing is, what struggles kids have with it, and how to overcome those struggles. My personal journey, I believe, is taking me on a slight shift. I became a certified neuro leadership coach. I don't know if anybody heard about that or I told anybody about that. I think that's new to everybody.
That's new, Sherry. What exactly does that mean?
What is that? Is something for me to create my own journey. It just put a different twist on what my understanding of neuroscience was. And I've actually had this certification for years, and never it only dawned on me recently that I could apply it to what I'm doing. I just finished a manuscript for my historical fiction book, so I'm looking for beta readers. And what that means is people to read the raw manuscript and help me make edits before it goes to a traditional editor and then comes back, and you can have a look at it then again later. And with that
What's your
shift,
deadline for folks to be a beta reader for
But
you?
May 1st, so you can have through the month of April to read through it. I've gotten good feedback, but it's people that I know. And sometimes people that you know just want to make you feel good. So I'd like to know what people think. The topic is ancient Persia. And it's based on a book of the Bible called Esther. It's one of those books that not everybody pays attention to or understands, but I've delved into the history of this woman and the people around her quite a bit and was really looking at how their culture and our culture today align and come apart. And what I discovered was that this woman was a very wealthy, strategic businesswoman. And my shift is potentially a nonprofit that is going to help kids, help
Okay.
teachers, but I think I have the nonprofit a little bit more aligned, based on my internal personal growth with writing this book. I've designed an acronym based on what I've learned, and that is the word impact, which stands for integrity, which is aligning, which my definition is a little bit different than what everybody else says. Everybody says it's doing the right thing, but really it's aligning your heart so that your heart is not feeling like it's torn, which is where my heart has been for the last 5 years. It's been torn all over the place, and I'm trying to get my heart to come down to one place to be. And impact stands for metacognition, which is strategic thinking, perseverance, adaptability, and that is being like cognitively flexible. What letter am I at? Oh, confidence and transcendence. And confidence really is the outward expression of what your integrity is. And that one came, that's part of how things are starting to align better, is because I realized that confidence is that outward expression where integrity is the inward intuition kind of part of it. And then transcendence is leaving that legacy, which Linda knows a lot about because she likes to leave a legacy for others. So my shift, you're going to start hearing more about, but it was that realization that I did have that certification, and why am I not using it? Hello.
Okay. What I love about Sherry is she and I started about the same time going down the path of getting more clarity. Again, I'll say this for those of you that are listening, is that action comes first and clarity comes second. A lot of us, we want to get clarity first before we act, and then we never act because we never get the clarity. We keep thinking, well, maybe I should do this. Well, maybe I should do that. Well, maybe I could do it this way. Well, maybe I could do it that. And we don't do it at all. So action comes first, clarity comes second. And what I like about Sherry is that she jumped right in and started taking action the same time that I did. And both of us have just gotten more and more clear as we go down that path as to what we want to bring to the world, how we want to show up in this world, who it is that we want to be. Because all of us, we get to decide who we want to be in this world. We get to decide what we're going to offer. And so I love that about Sherry is that she wasn't afraid to jump in and take action. And then she just keeps getting more and more clear. So I love that about you, Sherry. Thank you so much for that. Mary Mashburn just jumped on. Jen is still with us. Mary, I'm going to catch you up real quick. We are talking about why does our story matter and how has our personal journey shaped who we are today? And how does that inspire those around us? So, if you would like to share, I know I don't want to put you on the spot. It's done a little late, and we also have Jen. Jen, would you like to share about yours? Why does your story matter, and how has your personal journey shaped who you are today? I'll give Jen a chance. If I don't know she's working, so I don't know if you can share. Can you, Jen?
Hi, I was trying to figure out how to turn the camera on. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Now I have to click through and promote you to panelist, and you have to answer that. You have
Oh,
to
I see. I
accept
see.
that, and then you can turn your camera on. So, Mary, if you want to share, you are welcome to do that. And then Jen, you're still on, you're welcome to share as well. Mary, pull your screen down just a bit so we can see you. We can just see your eye. There you go. Now we
There we
see you.
are.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Well, that how my own personal story has affected me is it inspired me to write my book, Aging in Place, Navigating the Makes of Long-Term Care. And it also has inspired me to start on my next venture now that my husband is almost retired. I would like to, I'm learning, I'm in a program to become a patient advocate, which is very exciting to me.
Very nice. And you can see where she is definitely inspiring folks around her. I got to meet Mary in person a couple of weeks ago. She came to one of our coffee chats. For you gals that are a little far away, I get that you can't just hop over to our coffee chat. But if you're ever in the area, you're always welcome. So, Mary, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you being here today. Jen, would you like to share? I know Jen is working, so she may not be able to. I'll just check for a moment. She shared in the chat. She said her story matters because, as an immigrant to the USA over 35 years ago, with a number of barriers, inspiring and working with the same population of people today. Yes, good for you, Jen. Thank you for that. And thank you for your service in working with all those folks. And I know that's a special. It's special to your heart because of your history and the fact that you were an immigrant over 35 years ago. So thank you for that. I appreciate you. I want to go on and I just want to, and this is going to be a little bit shorter version because we're coming up on the top of the hour here in about 15 minutes. I want to go around and what was maybe one, and I know there's many for many of us, but what was one of the key moments or turning points that define your journey? And for those of you that know my story, I'll share. When I got into the cosmetology industry, into the salon business, I just was going to work yet a third job. I was just going to, work in the salon a couple of nights a week. And the turning point for me was when I saw, and again, we always compare ourselves. I get it. When I saw the money that some of the stylists and the nail techs were making, I was kind of shocked. I had this vision that if you're a nail tech, you're sitting behind a nail table, eating bonbons, waiting for a manicure to walk in the door, and you might get a couple a week that come in and want a manicure. And once I get into the salon and saw how crazy busy and that girls were working, had clients every hour on the hour, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and and the cash flow was amazing. Once I realized that and had to wrap my mind around, could I do some version of that schedule, to make this a decent job for myself, that I no longer had to chase three different jobs and all of that. I could just focus on one thing and really zero in and become really good at what I was doing and make a living doing that. That was the turning point for me. And my aha moment came when I realized that the salon that I chose to work in was renting a storefront, and that owner was collecting booth rent from all of us that were booth renting, because we were all just rented a station or a table or a chair from her. That she was collecting our booth rent and she was paying rent in a strip center. And I said to myself, why doesn't she buy a building? Because then at the end of 20 years, she would have a paid for building instead of a shoebox full of rent receipts. And that was my aha moment when I realized that passive income was the way to go. So, give us a turning point. Marty, what was your turning point?
I will say that I have a background experimenting with different entrepreneurial things. And I am not anti-MLM. I love it. But I was a person who worked very, very hard in my group, taught classes regularly. And after 6 or 7 years, I made myself busy enough to hire help, but not pay myself what I was really worth, if that makes sense. And some of that was the learning curve involved with it. And so the aha moment was when I was introduced to my current business opportunity. I finally realized I can do this, put in the same amount of time and energy for a high ticket program with that kind of compensation plan as I could for a low ticket. And so it's, instead of spending my energy convincing someone to buy enough supplements to make me $20, even though that does help people for sure. Yeah, that's been a win for me and a major turning point.
Good, 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 good. Sally, how about you? What was your turning point?
Actually, this happened recently. And it was like I was faced with something hard to do that I thought was hard. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I became a licensed real estate appraiser. I did that. I made it through COVID. I did that. And I'm thinking of all the other things that I thought were hard that I actually accomplished. So it was a turning point with, yeah, you can do this. Because I have done harder things. But it's more like a talking to me that you look back over your life experiences and you've really done more than you think you've done.
Yes,
You've
absolutely.
accomplished more than you think you did.
Good point, Sally. That's a good point. And again, I look at myself in the mirror every day and say, Kathy, you are smart enough to figure this out.
Yeah, exactly.
So good. Good for you. Good for you. Carmela, how about you? What's the turning point for you?
Well, for the longest time, I've been on the MLM bandwagon,
As
and
we all have from time to
yeah,
time.
which we all have. And, finally it came to a point, it's like, I did well with some things, but I'm like, there's no get rich quick, thing out there, really. And it's like you have to really work on it. So basically it was like, okay, Carmela, what's your passion out of all this? I mean, what is that thing? And nothing against them, because there's some that I still, am a part of, that I use the products, but it's like if it can help somebody. And I've always been into something where I want to offer information and to help someone. It's not about me, being this, top person there. If I do well, that's fine. But when I quit my job and I was able to, well, I guess I am kind of working because I work for my husband. So, but my outside job that was away from him making my income there on my own, and he allowed me to do that. It's like I was free to do my stuff that I really enjoyed. Really starting my, event planning business and doing that, and it's growing. I'm getting, different, appointments and events, scheduling. So it's allowed me to do a lot. And plus, I have the freedom to also be of service and be that caregiver, for my parents, So it offered me a lot of freedom there. So I'm not stuck punching a time clock, even though in a way sometimes I do, but I pretty much tell him, I'm working from home today, or people, I can transfer calls to my cell phone. So it's pretty, flexible. The court can call me, and I mean, I have things at my fingertips. So that, and I think that was probably maybe a couple years ago. And that was like when that, once again, that light bulb. And once I said, are we at a place that I can not work for somebody else, but still, and I'm still, I'm getting an income of my own on the side doing these events.
I love it. And you sound excited about the event planning. I like that. Yeah, because you
You
would.
know, and it's fun. You know, it's something that, I'm doing something that I enjoy. Everybody always says, "Oh, call Carmela. She's a." I mean, I was doing it for church for the longest. I still do it for church. So it's kind of like now, I'm actually getting paid to party, more or less.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. I love that. I love that. Linda, how about you? Oh, we don't hear you now.
You can hear me?
Oh, there you are. Now we do.
Okay, good. Oh, I would say the turning point came in a few ways. Over time, having two very long careers in fields that I didn't pick, being pulled into my family's business and then being pulled into my husband's business, both of which were in high performance motorsports, which is a far cry from my English degree. I'll just leave it at that. I just really, really wanted to go my own way. And then after my husband passed away, I did have to punch a time clock for a few years, as you know, I got my life sorted out. But I gradually began speaking anytime I got a chance in whatever groups or organizations I could, starting to offer trainings and classes. And that made a huge difference. And then I'm a huge fan of passive income, as Kathy is, and it has been wonderful to get some, I'll say, alliances with products and companies that I'm aligned with and that are a natural fit. And it has been wonderful to be away traveling and receive notifications of income landing in my bank account while doing things that I never could do when I was in my previous lines of work that were all consuming. So it is wonderful to be reinventing, and I'm really starting the next part of my journey to really, really reinvent, and I'm excited about how that is all going to unfold as well. Thanks.
Wow, Linda, I can't wait to see where you're going to go. Yes, I love it too. You're taking action, and I love that. Sherry, how about you? What was the big turning point for you?
That's a very good question. And I'm not sure that I have an answer for that. However, I was so frustrated at my job that I needed to do something different. And something was drawing me to be at home rather than traveling as much as I was. And so I think that was some of the precipice to making a shift. However, it's only been in the last year that I really know what I want to talk about. Even though I've been online for 5, 6 years now, I only really understand what I want to talk about and where my passion is lying as of the last couple of weeks.
Good for you, though. Good for you for recognizing that. So, like Linda, I can't wait to see where your journey is going to take you, because the more clarity that you get, the further down that path you go. So, I love that. Thanks for sharing with that, Sherry. Mary, how about you? What was the turning point? Was there any one major turning point in your journey?
I can't really say it was a turning point, but I just felt I had so much experience and I wanted to help people. That's why I wrote the book and reach a wider audience.
Okay.
And I want to I guess I realized we moved to Maryland for a while, and I missed doing the one-on-one work I did with people, and I missed that when I was there. And so I decided when we came back, once my life slowed down a little bit, that I would try to do this. So I am.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So, you can put in the chat how folks can maybe get a copy of your book.
Oh,
We
yeah, I'm on
yes.
Amazon. Sure.
Yeah, yes. If you have that link available or if you have a website. Jen is working, and Jen has posted that for years she downplayed owning a business due to fear. She said COVID exposed her fear, insecurities, and she was faced with God telling her to do what he's called her to do and empower others to transform their lives, to have financial freedom, create crazy generosity, and leave sustainability generational legacy. So, wow. Marty had to jump off. She had a 1 o'clock meeting. So that's where Marty went. Jen is writing her second anthology. She said she never thought that would be possible. Her plan is to write. She says, my solo in 2 years and reinvent my life from my career in 5 years. It feels like a dream. Come through many challenging trauma issues. So, Jen, I know you can. Good for you. So, anyway, Jen is working. That's why she's talking with us in the chat, because she's on her job working. This has been a great call. I love it. Linda put some information in there for you, Jen. I hope you pick that up on how to get in touch with Linda. And then you can go on to my website, kathybenner.com, if you want to do a chat with me as well. But we'll try to help you get all of your stuff going in the right direction there so that it sounds like you've got a lot going on. I love too, Jen, that you're an action taker and you're going to get more clarity as you take action. I love that everyone was with us today. This has been great conversation. It's inspiring to me that all of us have had such a journey with some of the similarities, but also different. But we've all gone through those aha moments, and we've all gone through those struggles. We've all gone through those ups and downs, and it's what makes us who we are today, and it's what makes our story important. And one thing that I like to tell all my students is that your tribe is already out there. The tribe that needs to connect with you and hear your story is already out there. And you just have to kind of put yourself out there so they can find you. And your tribe will find you. So just keep that in mind. I want to say thank you for everyone today for being on. We're at the top of the hour, and so we're going to go until next time. Next week is the fifth Monday of the month. We will not be on Zoom at all next Monday. So make sure you mark your calendars. Because we will not be back now until the first Monday in April, and it'll be back on with that Build a Better Business in the first Monday in April. So we will not be on this fifth Monday of March. Okay. Any questions, comments, last thoughts before we go? All right, folks. Have a great week. For those of you that are going to join me in New York, I will see you there. And again, no call on the Monday coming up. And we'll see you all again the first Monday in April. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.